The focus of today's meditation will be the hymn so well known to my German and Russian Mennonite friends, So nimm denn meinen Hände. Take thou my hand, O Father, and lead thou me. This hymn is still sung by many churches, including ours, and sometimes you hear it at memorial services and even weddings. Everyone understands that the text invites God to lead us, but since the German text never actually mentions God, some couples like to use this song for their wedding so that they can also think of taking each other's hand until life's journey endeth. Some background to this Kirchenlied. The words were written by the Baltic German poet Julie Katrine von Hausmann, who lived from 1826 to 1901. Born in Riga, Latvia, this bright daughter of a schoolmaster initially planned to join and marry a theology student who had just gone to East Africa, and there they would serve as missionaries for life. But by the time she arrived, he had died of tropical fever. Distraught, she returned to her home and worked as a governess for 14 years. She composed this and other poems for herself during those hard years, especially during the long nights when migraine headaches prevented her from sleeping. When a friend happened to see some of her poems and got permission to send copies to Pastor Gustav Knack in Berlin, the pastor was eager to get them published. But Julie von Hausmann would only agree on the condition that they be published anonymously and that any profits be used to support an orphanage in Hong Kong. Apparently, those were the days when writing poetry was profitable. The composer Friedrich Schiller lived from 1789 to 1860. He was initially a school teacher and then became organist and then director of music at the University of Tübingen. Today's music was first published by him in 1843 to go with a prayer for children to be sung at night. The text and music as we know them were finally combined in a songbook published in 1883. This heartfelt prayer asks for God's leading in ways that are so open, utterly trusting, and absolute. It is a prayer each of us has undoubtedly thought and prayed, sometimes more fervently than others. However, God's leading can seem a bit elusive some days. I remember Dad saying that he never felt that God was leading him to do anything, and he really sought God's leading. But then Dad added, in retrospect, I can see that God led me every step of the way. In today's email, I have mingled the original German text with a loosely paraphrased English poetic text known to most Mennonites. Once again, we hear the men's voices of the radio choir, Leipzig, Jörg Peter Weigel, conducting.